You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 145. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Blissful Bites podcast. We are here for a Fast Friday episode. And today, what I want to talk to you about is ConvertKit. And the reason why I want to talk to you about ConvertKit, because it really, really gave me the ability to treat my business as a business. And I feel really passionate about sharing ConvertKit because it helped me really grow my email list in a short amount of time. And it made it very easy for me to do. I joined ConvertKit about a year ago at this point, almost exactly a year ago, a little bit over, and I wasn't really sure what to expect. They were a small company, and I think it was Pat Flynn started promoting ConvertKit, and they've had explosive growth since I joined, but I really believe in them. I really believe in their customer service. And just a note, this isn't a sponsored episode. They didn't pay me to talk about it. Yes, I am an affiliate of ConvertKit, and they let me give you a free month because of my podcast. But I love being able to do that because it's something I use and pay for myself. And it's really helped me keep my email subscribers happy, deliver great information, and be able to know who wants my emails and who isn't so interested in learning about certain things. So I wanted to talk to you about some of my favorite things that I love about ConvertKit. And let me just give you a little disclaimer to start. If you are not a business, if you are just starting out blogging, if you're just sending really simple emails, or you don't have a product to sell, or you don't plan on having a product to sell, MailChimp is completely fine. It's free, it's easy to use, it's straightforward, and if you're not, like I said, if you don't have a way to generate income in your business in the near future, then wait until you do have a way before you invest in ConvertKit. I'm all about keeping your business as lean as possible, so don't feel like you have to do this. This really is for people who are treating themselves like a business and you want to be able to customize what you're sending to people. So with that said, if you do want to try out ConvertKit, you can use my link for a free month. It is nicoleculverblog.com/ConvertKit. Go there, you'll get your first month free and you can try it out. So now let's talk about why I love ConvertKit, and that is because of the functionality. So what I do is I obviously have a business. I have Blissful Eats. I have Nicole Culver, where I sell different courses. I have a blogger support group that is a monthly membership fee. I have also other courses, and I do my summits, and I'm going to be doing workshops. So I need to be able to deliver information in a reliable way. And then, not to mention, of course, I'm constantly delivering value to my audience. I'm sending them free information to just make sure they know, like, and trust me, basically. So why is ConvertKit so great? The first reason I love ConvertKit is because I can actually segment my list. So I can separate people and say, these people are signed up for Blissful Eats. They want to receive emails about recipes. They want to receive emails about new products. And these people are for Nicole Culver. They want to know about my podcast. They want to know about my free training. They want to know about the summits I'm doing. I can segment them. And I can say, these people want to know about both. So that's really great, because you can figure out by asking them, hey, do you want to learn about new podcast episodes? Do you want to learn about new workshops? Do you want to learn about new freebies and downloads? And you can actually ask them. It's very easy to do. And what you can do with ConvertKit, which if you need more help with this, feel free to email me, but you can easily tag them. So you ask them a question and they say, yes, I want to hear about podcast episodes. What happens then is you put a tag on them. And when you go to email them, you deliver it to the people who want to hear about your podcast episodes or your latest blog post, whatever that is. It's very easy if you set it up and you create the system to send people exactly what they want to read about. And that's something, I'll be honest, I'm working on in 2017. I'm going to be doing this even more this year. So that's the first thing. You can segment and easily tag your readers. The next thing is they make it very, very easy to deliver your freebies and opt-ins. So what you can do with ConvertKit is you can set up a series of sequences, and that's how you'll be delivering the different opt-ins, and you can create an email series. So when they opt in to get your five best chocolate recipes or your five workouts so they can run faster, you can deliver them an email sequence that is specifically around that opt-in so they can have a quick win with the opt-in and you can continue to follow up with them. And the reason why you want to do that is so they can get to know you better. So that's the second reason. You can create sequences and they make it very easy to deliver freebies and opt-ins. The other reason why I like ConvertKit is they do have free landing pages. Now, they're not a landing page software. They're not lead pages. But if you want a basic landing page and you don't have another landing page software, then it is easy to use ConvertKit. It's functional. It has a great big call to action button, and I do really like it. I used it more when I was just starting out, and I know plenty of people that use these landing pages for their business. You can change out some things, you can change the color, you can customize it to your brand. And again, if you don't have something like lead pages, it is a great, great option. So I love ConvertKit because of their free landing pages, especially for my listeners who are just starting out. The other great thing is it only counts email addresses once. So if you're on my email list and you have signed up for a free training, a opt-in, the planning party, the Food Entrepreneur Summit, it only counts you once. So I'm only paying for your email one time. There are other email services where they would count you four different times, even though you're only one person. So I really like that I'm only paying for you one time. There's a lot more reasons why I love ConvertKit, but these are my top ones. You can segment your list. It's super easy to send freebies. You can create sequences. They have landing pages, and it only counts emails once. So if you feel like ConvertKit might be for you, if you really want to consider and start to build your business, I highly, highly recommend it. You do pay for it every month. It is $29 up to 1,000 subscribers, and then it goes up from there. And obviously, there is a little bit of a learning curve to use it, but there's a Facebook group that people are super responsive with. The customer service gets back to you typically within 24 hours, typically within a few hours, and it's really easy to get started. So if you want to try it out, then you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/ConvertKit. I also have a blog post that went up earlier in the week that has some pictures and explains a little bit more on how to use ConvertKit. So you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com and you'll see it there. Let me know if you have any questions about ConvertKit. You can also come over to the Facebook group, the Blissful Bites community, and ask me questions there about it. I really, really believe in it. And if, like I said, if you are treating yourself like a business, then you need a email service that is conducive and makes it really easy for you to just establish and develop a relationship with your community. So again, you want to try ConvertKit, go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/ConvertKit and feel free to reach out to me with any questions you have.